Hello?
Yes, sorry, another one question about the answering service. I listened to their calls. Some of the calls, like, are leads. They said, okay, I'll give them over. They'll call you back once, whatever, in working hours. I don't see even the number is marked here. Like, for whom do they notify?
There's a good point, good point. There's an open, it's an on-call, meaning it's the same, when let's say a patient calls the Eagle line, right, like, after hours, like on Sunday, right? So
yeah.
It just goes to an answering service, and then every day somebody gets an email with, like, the list. You know what I mean? Most of the patients, people calling are not these. They're current patients, existing patients who, A, didn't show up or who knows what. You know what I mean? So someone
– Right, but from NHTB, I got, like, a caregiver. She was interested in home care. Okay, I'll notify them. They'll call you back. I don't see this number in Smartsheet. I don't know who took the call.
All right, it's not as much. Yeah, no, it's not. Meaning the mayor, probably the administrator, gets a list every day.
So I got one lead, actually. I sent it to Sandra to call back, but
okay,
like, she was interested. But, like, should I follow up on that? Should I just have someone call them, or should I just leave it because someone's taking care of it? Because they're not logging it. So.
No, nobody's taking care of it. If you're able to – no, you bring up a good point. Meaning these
and from where does the call go after entering service? Who takes care of it if it's a lead?
Yeah, you're right. Probably nobody. No, I
why? So why is there an answering service? So why is there an answering service? No one takes care of the call.
Because the answering service is basically 90% of what the answering service does is it's basically taking messages of existing patients. I mean, the mayor's going to look at that, and he's probably not going to whatever. We should be on top of it. You're right. The question
she said, okay, I'm sending over a message to Eagle Home Care. They'll call you back. To whom did she send over the message?
To Mayor. To Mayor Ostalis.
Mayor? And Mayor's sending it. Yeah. Mayor should have sent it to marketing?
I'll talk to him. Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably, yes.
Should I wait for Mayor or should I just have
sent No.
Call?
Never wait. No. Anything you get like this, we never ever wait. You know me. We always, what's the worst that could happen is we call twice, we call three times. But I'm sure nobody dealt with it. No. Send it to Sandra. If you're catching these, send it to Sandra, 100%. No, don't, if it didn't get, you know, unless you actually see that someone's actively following it on the call log, for sure it's
right, because none of them are in Smartsheet, so
no, I'm sure they all forgot. I guarantee what happened was they were on the list, nobody, they're forgotten, yes. Mm. I guarantee that, yes.
Okay, so I'll send it to Sandra, because is it a new thing, the answering service? Because I didn't see it, only the last 2 weeks. Or they never did the anything.
New thing that what?
I never saw answering service answering NHTD. So.
Oh, really? It could be. It's, no, I don't even know. So what was
that? Like this week, actually. Yeah, it was just like a missed call. It was call back. If anything was after hours, it wasn't answered. Right now,
okay.
I did see that it was answered by answering service.
Right. I don't know. I'm going to find out. Thank you very much for bringing this up. I have no idea.
I was just curious. I'll just send
your
phone number back. I'm
more than curious. Yeah, it's very important. I'm gonna work on this. Thank you very much.
Okay, no.
I'll give it to Sandra. Anything you find, definitely give it to Sandra, please.
Yeah, I sent it there. Okay.